I'm joined by case manager Alan Dowson after this afternoon's 1-1 draw with Dartford. Alan, 1-1, you must be pleased with that result.
Pleased, but I thought we could have won the game. The only difference with us in the top side is fitness, and we desire to win games. And I thought we saw a little bit against Tooting Mitcham, and I thought we saw a lot of it today. And I've got to take my hat off to the lads, where a few weeks ago we were fooling against the top sides, Dulwich and people like that, Dover and all that. But the thing is, I just thought today we had a right go. And I've got no complaints. If we get fitter and we get stronger and a good pre-season behind, we'll compete against the top teams and be up there at the end of next season. That's the only difference between us.
Bobby Traynor scored another goal today, the equaliser. Did he mean that, do you think?
He said at half time, if he had said he had it done, then I would have dragged him off at half time, because he didn't. It was a fluke, and he's not getting a goal bonus for that. I'll tell you that, that's a fluke. And but you take them all, don't you? You take them all.
Dartford's first goal, it was quite easy for them, wasn't it?
Didn't surprise me. It went, somebody lost the run on midfield, and two centre halves should have been stronger, and he went through a pathetic goal to concede. But we've been seeing that all season, something we're going to do about in the summer, and you know, that's the difference between us winning 1-0. But the back lads battled hard. I'm not knocking that, because they come back well and they battled hard, but for that, that's a pathetic goal to give away again. But something we're not happy about, and something we weren't happy about at half time.
How big a factor was the pitch today? I mean, it's terrible, not only in the goal mouth, but the whole length of the pitch. It's bubbles all over the place.
Yeah, you get on with it. I keep seeing other lads, whatever. We'll have it next season as well. We'll let it go at the places where it's not very nice changing rooms and the pitch isn't nice. And if you want to win the championship or have a crack at the top five, you've got to go to places and whatever. You've got to perform. And horses for courses, as I say. One deal might get the ball on the ground and play. And there's going to be times when we've got to go a bit more direct. Simple as that.
Lampson took some stick from the fans today. How do you thought he played today?
He's done very well. He's done okay. I don't know how he can give him stick. The fans must be watching a different game. I'm watching. He's playing out of position because of injuries. He's battled very, very hard. So for fans to give him stick, but give me stick. I keep saying it. Why not give me stick? I'll put him on the pitch. It's my responsibility. And that's what I'm there for. But don't give a lad stick for having to go out of position he doesn't play. God, you know.
You mentioned injuries there. There was a few players missing. Martin Lee, Richard Taylor. How close are they to fitness?
Yeah, hopefully Monday. We need some fresh legs on Monday in there. And as for example, Lampton was 50-50 a day, and he probably shouldn't have played today for his injury. So that's another, but he does do it. And we've got a few like that who might have to come in the side on Monday, but that's what the squad's there for.
You had another four players committed to the club this week.
Yep.
Gradually it's coming together for next season.
Yeah, that's six now, and five of them are local boys. Five of them live less than 5 miles from the ground. We all know about Kingstonian, and I'll build my side around them. I'm delighted about John Kirk as well, because I think he's been our most improved player, and I think he's got a big future. All lads who are 24, 25, at the most 26, so I think we're actually filling the team with people who we'll get the best years out of them in the next couple.
Mentioned John Coken there. I thought he had another great game. They tied it up at the back when he needed to. And going forward as well, he looks good.
And he's injured, and you know, it's another one where you know he just gets on with it. And that's why I want to build a team around people like him, rather than these names what come in and they're supposed to be what they've done in the past. John Kirk is going to get better and better, and he'll get better playing for Kingstonian.
Julian Seals was in the stand today. When he left, you said the door certainly wasn't closed. Is that still the case?
Yeah, well, I think he's saying for, somebody told us he's saying for Ashford, if that's the case, and good luck to him. And, he, you know, for example, I had a golf day last week and he turned up, and that's a model professional he is, and I think everybody loves him at the club, and that's fair. If he wants to have a chat, we'll have a chat. But it is, you know, I wish him all the best, whatever he does.
I'm looking ahead to the game on Monday. We're playing Leatherhead away. How many changes are you likely to make to the side?
We might have to make a few, because you know the knocks and the things we had today. And we'll actually be on the phone tomorrow to see what side we've you know, we can build. But we've got to have a go at them. It's a local derby, and I want to have a go at them. And I want to win games from now to the end of the season.